New tonight on WTOP, President Biden took Americans' questions this evening in Milwaukee on their concerns about COVID. During a live CNN town hall, he said there will be enough vaccine for everyone in the country by late July. The president says when he first came into office,
10 million doses a day that were available. We've upped that in the first 3 weeks that we were in office. We went to Pfizer and Moderna and said, can you produce more vaccine and more rapidly? They not only agreed to go from 200 to 400, then they've agreed to go to 600 million doses.
He's also pushing hard to pass his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package, saying now is the time to spend big. Finally, in his first 100 days, he says it's feasible to have the younger kids back in school 5 days a week. It'll take longer for middle schoolers and high schoolers. And joining us live to talk about all this, Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar. Of all that, Anita, what made the most news for you tonight from Biden?
Well, I think you really hit it talking about those COVID markers he put out there. He talked about the July date that he wants everyone to be able to get the vaccine or have the vaccine. And then the schools, you know, the White House has really gone back and forth on what it means to open schools. So is that 1 day a week? Is it 5 days a week? And which schools? And so the White House has said different things in the past. His press secretary had previously said at least 1 day, but you heard the president really talking about 5 days, really talking about children K through eight being back in school. And that was something that he's gotten a lot of criticism for in the past, that he's not pushing hard enough. So I think he wanted to come out there and really hit that hard.
What did we learn about vaccines?
Well, you know, he's mentioned the July date before, but I think that a lot of people listening, this was his chance to tell them, look, you can get vaccinated. He wants the country to be back to normal by the end of the year, but that they will actually have enough vaccine for all Americans by July. I think that's something that he really wanted to share with Americans.
Part of the reason for a town hall like this is to sell Americans on his nearly $2 trillion plan. And he didn't hold back there either in terms of saying, I've got to spend now. This is the time to go big. Did you find those, as an analyst, did you find those arguments effective and maybe some minds were changed?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it that what he said could be effective. But remember, a lot of Americans do support this bill. He's really trying to get some momentum in Congress. He's trying to get Republican support. But if you look at recent polls, there are Americans that are unemployed or their children are home or, you know, they're still working at home a year later. There is some support for this, but I think he wants to continue to build that. If he builds support out in the country, it pushes Congress to act and act faster.
Let's talk about his remarks on white supremacy, trying to root it out of our police departments, our military. Are these some of the strongest words on record on that topic that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I really do think it. I think he used the word deranged or something similar to that, where he did talk about that. You know, there are people that are waiting for him to try to do more. Now, we've seen some executive orders on on some things relating to criminal justice, but it really didn't go far enough for a lot of people. It didn't really get into the police issue yet. And so there are people, you know, that support him, that are waiting for him to do more. And so I think, he was looking to sort of send that message that this is a serious issue for him and that he will be addressing that as much as he can.
And this is not correcting you in any way, Anita, but the quote was demented white supremacy.
Demented. Okay. I knew it was a word. It was an unusual word for him. You don't hear that every day from someone. Thank you for correcting that.
No, like I say, it wasn't a correction. I was just putting it on the record for our listeners. Finally, I don't know that this qualifies as a gaffe. He was, I think, using some humility and some humor, but the quote is, I wake up in the morning and ask Jill, where the hell are we? I guess still being astounded that he's in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I took that obviously as a joke, but he did talk a little bit because of questions by Anderson Cooper, the host, about just being in the White House and how that feels for him. Now, remember, he's someone who worked in the White House, visited the Oval Office, as he said, pretty much every single day when President Obama was president. So it's not that this is unfamiliar to him, but to actually be living there and realizing it's your house for these 4 years. He really talked about that experience. I thought one of the most striking things is He mentioned being in the residence, so the residence part of the White House as opposed to the West Wing, and how he'd really never been there. You know, he and President Obama are extremely close. They worked together for 8 years. So the fact that he really didn't go into the residence was very interesting to me.
So great to have you on again, Anita. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Politico's Anita Kumar.